You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
This is the Jabberjaw Podcast Network. Visit jabberjawmedia.com for more shows like this one.
Hello, and welcome to episode 97 of the Manage Mental Podcast, a weekly discussion on hot topics in the music biz for the up-and-comers, the brand newbies, the beginners, and aspiring rock stars of tomorrow. This podcast is propelled by your input and feedback. So please rate and review and leave us a comment on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this show. We would like to give a big thanks to Joe underscore zero for our newest 5-star rating and positive review on Apple Podcasts. I am your host, Mr. Blasco, and as always, I am joined by my good friend, the co-host from the other coast, Mr. Mike Mowry.
I'm questioning whether or not I should add an underscore to my name, but thank you very much for the introduction, and thank you, Joe underscore zero, for hooking up the ratings and reviews. We do love it to hear from you guys. It makes us feel pretty good about what we're doing over here, so thanks.
Yeah. In the last episode, we chatted about some practical marketing strategies. That was a really great episode, so check it out if you haven't already. Today's episode is sponsored by our buddies at rockabilia.com. Go check them out for the awesomest collection of officially licensed band merch on the planet. Use our code PCJabberjaw and get 15% off your entire order.
Riggity, 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 rock, rockabilia. I'm on the front page now. Man, they got Bohemian Rhapsody merch, which I saw that movie finally last week. They got so much stuff over there, and, you know, the holidays are quickly approaching. If you are looking for gifts for you or your loved ones, we recommend heading over there using our awesome code PCJabberjaw to get 15% off of your entire order. Tell them Blasco and Mike sent you. And if you got a little extra cash floating around, you know, you can hit us up and ask us what we'd like for the holidays. Nah, I'm just kidding. Rockabilia is the place to be, though. Hit them up.
Today's episode is also sponsored by the cool kids over at bandzoogle.com, where you can build a stunning website for your music in minutes. Try it free for 30 days and be sure to use the promo code MENTAL to get 15% off the first year of your subscription.
Hell yeah, it's the place to get a great website. You can use so many of the third-party applications that many artists use and integrate them into one place. Can't recommend that service enough, bandzoogle.com. 30 days free and 15% off of your first year subscription using that code MENTAL. They really like it when you tell them Blasco and Mike sent you as well, so don't hesitate to drop our names when you're doing so.
This week, we recap episode 49, 10 predictions for 2018. This is going to be killer, so let's get mental.
Man, it's hilarious as we sit here. I have no clue what we even predicted. And, you know,
I don't either.
And I liked it because when we first, you know, before we hit record, you were like, you know, you didn't want to dig too much into it. So I haven't looked at any of them yet. But I'm sitting here trying to think, like, I have no clue, no recollection of what we predicted, which is kind of crazy, right? I mean, it also just proves, I mean, we're in this society where stuff is relatively disposable. So this will be a fun one to dig in and go back through.
Well, and two, how often do we say, God, that year went by fast? But this was like one of the first episodes in the year, and we remember nothing about it. So it didn't go by that fast.
Exactly.
But yeah, so I just thought this would be fun, and I believe that we are in the habit of doing this, but if we're not, we should probably try to be so. But so for anyone listening, episode 49 was called 10 Predictions for 2018, and that was recorded early on in the year, and I think that I found these somewhere, I don't remember. And basically what it was is These were predictions for 2018 for the music biz, and we kind of went through and added our 2 cents. And so now we're going to see how these predictions played out. So, Mike, number one was traditional record sales will continue to decrease.
All right. So now how are we verifying whether we were right or wrong? Right. Are we,
have you bought an album in 2018?
No, but I don't know if I bought an album in 2017 either. So I went to streaming as soon as I could get there. Like, you know, I do enjoy playing vinyl and, you know, I've got some stuff, but you know, you and I, we're the anomaly. I mean, we're very fortunate in the sense that, you know, we can usually get our hands on things that we want in some capacity, or at least I can. And that's because I don't want a lot of stuff. I'm a streaming dude. And, you know, I want to say that this time last year, I was a streaming dude as well. So for me, it has made no impact. I'm trying to think with my artists, you know, I had an artist that had a really great first week, which, you know, we both know doesn't necessarily mean a great physical first week. You know, they did have a physical component of that, but, you know, as a whole, I would say that this probably has to be right, but I'm just curious, like, where the numbers lie. Have you got any like analytical pulse on it? Have you Googled anything, or should we do that as we speak and go through this?
I mean, I've seen it as we've gone through the year, and you know, you see the headlines. You know, it's been the battle between Spotify and Apple Music as to who has the most subscribers. You haven't been seeing anything about like, oh wow, this amazing resurgence in CD sales. I haven't seen anything like that. So I'm going to say as a prediction that record sales have continued to decrease. I bet vinyl has probably, as a physical product, has probably stabilized or continued to have an upward trajectory, and more people are adapting to streaming than not is my guess on how that played out.
All right, I'm gonna Google real quick just to see physical versus digital albums 2018. Let's see. Report. This is March 28th, so this can't be. It says, yeah. Anyways, if I try to do this, we'll probably fail miserably. So yeah, I think you're right. I absolutely think you're right.
Let's just safely assume that Ford has no plans to start putting CD players back in their new car.
Exactly.
Prediction number two for 2018. Apple will begin to shut down the iTunes Music Store with an estimated final closure date of January 2019.
All right. So this one is true. Absolutely. However, I think they moved the timeline back a little bit to later in 2019. I don't think it's January any longer. And a Google article, or an article that I pulled up from, this was back in April 6, 2018. So there might be some more updated. It said that it was going to be March 31st, 2019, when they were going to shut down the music downloads.
And did I hear right that they're shutting down albums, but they're leaving single sales up? Is that true?
Man, that's actually interesting. I don't know if...
Like that will be like the interim period as they fully transition out and they ease people out of that scenario of like, oh, hey, well, you can still buy some singles.
Right.
You know?
Right.
If you want. Who knows? And they're probably kind of estimating how they're going to do that as well. But... prediction for 2018, number three, Spotify will go public.
And it did, right? And it went through a different type of thing, not an IPO, but like whatever the other type of PO is. So a public offering, but it was done privately. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I think that's what we talked about on one of the other episodes. Yes, and this prediction did come true. It did go public, and to what I see, it's sort of to varying degrees of success. in the marketplace.
Yeah. And, you know, I would be speaking out of my league if I thought that I could analyze anything to do with, you know, the stock market.
The prediction was that it was going to go public, not that it was going to be a success or failure. So this prediction is correct.
Right.
Bam.
Nice work.
Prediction number four for 2018, VR technology will not replace the live experience.
Yeah. I mean, this is a no-brainer. I've watched small bits of it pop in here and there, and I'm really excited about VR technology, not about it replacing the live experience, but enhancing it in some capacity, or just enhancing the interaction between music and the other senses. This thing can't even be close to replacing the live experience.
No way. And I think it's probably because it's Christmas season. I have been seeing a lot of ads for one of those VR headset things.
Yeah.
And how fucking ridiculous does the person look in those things? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Hold on. I mean, when the first like car phone came in and you're basically holding up this giant brick to your ear, you know, how ridiculous did the person look that had that? So
sure.
I agree. If we're going to base it on somebody looking weird, it is going to look silly. But to me, I'm excited because just as, you know, I mean, it's probably been 20 years since the idea of a cell phone or a car phone back then, now look at the technology that we have. I mean, I think we're going to see some rapid, like once the dam breaks, I think we're going to see some rapid, and I'm hoping for some really, really cool integrations. Again, I don't think it's got to replace the live experience. I think it can enhance it. You know, one of the things that I've talked about probably in other episodes, or at least just in conversation, is, you know, so many people talk about physical sales and, oh, well, I want to hold the artwork in my hands. And I've said, I mean, imagine that you've got some sort of VR interaction where, you know, you get to experience the art visually. And, you know, again, whatever other senses can come into play while you're listening to the music. Some of the stuff that, you know, my small brain can hopefully imagine are possible. I'll actually be okay with looking ridiculous to get to participate in some of those things.
Awesome. Prediction for 2018, number five, cryptocurrency will not become an overly accepted form of payment for anything music related.
I mean, dude, is cryptocurrency doing anything at the moment?
I would think that if we had someone on, they could tell you how robust of a platform it is. But I don't want to sound like the old guy, right? But like, I guess now, is just to have some sense of perspective, since we're in the online shopping mode, it being December. And so we've been, you know, maybe typically doing a little bit more spending online than usual. When it gets to the payment section, there's the credit card, there's PayPal, but there is rarely, if at all, crypto.
Yeah. I mean, I just remember, I think, you know, the turn of last year into the beginning of the new year, cryptocurrency was all the rage.
It was hot. Hence why we included this, but I feel it is lukewarm at best right now.
Yeah, one thing I saw that was interesting at a show recently was at a band's merch table. I mean, obviously, you know, there's things like Square and At Venues, another company that has their own proprietary merchandise reader, their register. But you could take credit cards, of course, and you know, I saw a band indicating that they would take Venmo, Apple Pay, and you know, those are things that I didn't dig into it because I didn't go to make a purchase, but I'm imagining they just said, you know, hey, cool, here's my Venmo name. I don't know if the band can set one up or if it's an individual, or here's my, you know, whatever it is to use Apple Pay. I know you can send money just in the you know, the iMessage platform there. You know, I just thought that was really cool. I hadn't seen that done before and thought that that was sort of interesting. Obviously, neither of those are cryptocurrencies, but it's another, you know, multiple forms that are, you know, different than a credit card or, you know, PayPal tied to a credit card account.
Yes. And, you know, what's possible here is, and I have heard a lot of people talking about blockchain technology. And I could actually predict for 2019 that you might be hearing more about blockchain in the music business than you will be hearing about cryptocurrency. You know, labels and publishing companies and those types of businesses adopting a blockchain technology for payment processing. Payment distribution. I believe that is something that could be possible and be a real thing in our very near future. So we're halfway through, so let's update. I believe that we are 5 for 5. Traditional sales have continue to decrease. Apple will eventually shut down the iTunes store. Spotify did go public. VR technology is people aren't staying home and doing solo shows as opposed to going out to a live show. Bands aren't telecasting their shows and for all people to stay home and watch their show in rapid succession. And then number five, labels and whatnot and merch companies, et cetera, offering you to pay via cryptocurrency versus people actually paying for things, music related via cryptocurrency. These are all things that have not happened.
Dude, so are we that good or were these just like super easy the first five?
Maybe a little bit of both.
I mean, I'm sitting here and now I'm starting to recall when we did record the episode and this was fun to do. You know, it's like, I don't know. I mean, there was talk of Spotify going public, but we didn't know for sure it was going to happen. Obviously, the Apple stuff. So, yeah, this is kind of cool. Can't wait for next year's predictions. But first, I guess we got to get through the back
half
of this.
Let's see how we do on the ass end. Prediction number 6 for 2018. Print on demand services will become more of a necessity.
You know, I can't say I have any direct experience here as to whether or not, I mean, sort of like the traditional record sales, I would feel that it has to have become more of a necessity, but I don't have any numbers to prove that. What about yourself?
I don't either. I'd almost say this one's debatable if we got this one right, because I don't feel that print on demand stores or people using that type of service has become more accessible, right? Like if anything, it's just sort of, it's the same, right? So I don't know that we got that one right. Prediction number 7 for 2018, more independent artists will cross over to the mainstream.
I mean, how do we even measure this one, right? Like,
I think that there was something that said that somewhere in the neighborhood of 48% of sales were independent artists this year.
Oh, okay. So by nature of those numbers, you would assume if that number has increased, does that mean that more are in the mainstream, or does it mean that there's more independent artists, or does it mean that, you know, because of the walls, the barriers to entry coming down potentially. So I don't know. I'm just going to guess we were right.
Yeah. Because eventually that's just going to have to be the case.
Yeah.
Prediction number 8 for 2018. Streaming only record labels will begin to sign and break bands.
So I've heard that there is an artist, and I don't know if any of this is public, but I believe there's an artist who is signed to a streaming only platform, possibly one that we've already mentioned in this episode, and that they are Yeah. So they are signing an artist directly. And my guess is with, you know, the tools that they have for distribution, they'll have a pretty good shot at least giving them a chance to break. You know, so if you catch my drift, it's sort of that what we've talked about in the past, you know, the Netflix model of initially Netflix aggregated a whole bunch of existing content and now they are signing or producing and developing their own content. Same thing happening here with the juggernaut that is Spotify. But I haven't seen I haven't seen labels that are just streaming only. I'm sure there are some that do streaming only releases and then maybe some physical on the direct to consumer D2C as it's stated. But I don't know if they've had success in breaking bands. What do you feel on this one?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel like the second half of our predictions, we were maybe a little ahead of ourselves in that these things will need more time to shake themselves out. Because I do not feel that there was a significant upswing of streaming only record labels, and definitely in my proximity, a streaming only label did not break a band in 2008.
Yeah, and I mean, I think if you go back to some of the early ones, traditional record sales will continue to decrease. Well, if that was true this year, we would assume it's going to be true for next year, and so you're going to end up with streaming only labels.
Yes.
Right. Eventually that is what's going to have to happen, or those streamings with a little bit of an asterisk, which is, as I mentioned, the direct to consumer component. So I agree. I think it's probably something that's coming. You know, again, I'd like to say it's going to happen next year. It may be 2020 or, you know, even a little further out, but the indicator is there that it does seem as if it's going to happen.
For sure. prediction number 9 for 2018, festival attendance will level off or decrease.
Well, Rock on the Range became Sonic Temple, right? Temple.
Yep.
I don't know if that has anything to do with attendance. I know it has to do with partners in the business, and it's interesting to see how some of those changes go. You know, this is one where, you know, we'd have to do a little bit of numbers crunching and some research. I do feel like, from my perspective, just the excitement about festivals in and of themselves has kind of already maybe hit the peak point. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just that I don't have enough artists on the festivals this year to care as much as I did last year. What's your take on it?
Well, this is one that, you know, for our business, Mike, you know, the managers of heavy metal bands, we're specifically in the t-shirt and ticket business. This is one that I hope that we are wrong about, and that we don't see anytime soon. I do think that it's interesting that, yeah, the DWP, that's Danny Wimmer Presents, that hosts a slew of United States festivals. They did do some pretty significant rebranding for 2019. That is just a lateral thing to mention here. I don't know if that's going to equate to any decrease. I think people are pretty smart enough to not really care what the name of the festival is, because they're not going because of the name. They're going because of the bands, right? Or maybe I'm wrong. I think people go to Coachella just because they go to Coachella, right? Not because they care.
So you're saying they go for the name of the festival and not the bands, or vice versa?
I think they go for both. Yeah. I think it depends. Like, I think Rock on the Rangers, the specific ones that actually refer to themselves as Rangers, they're going to be bummed because they can no longer refer to themselves as that.
Templars.
Templars, Knights of the Templars. How about that?
Let's call Danny Wimmer and see if he's in.
Yeah, Danny, you've got this great idea. But I think it goes a lot of different ways. You know, I mean, I think you've got festivals that sell out before they even put up the announcement of the bands because it's lifestyle specific. You know, Danny maybe had to do a little bit of hoop jumping with some of the rebranding that he's doing. But by and large, from what I can tell, man, like, his lineups are crushing next year. So I would be hard pressed to think that we were right on this one. And I think it's going to stay the same, if not do better.
Yeah, I definitely just, I think with guys like that, I mean, we're talking the Coachellas of the world and whatever it is that Danny Wimmer is doing, because he's got multiple festivals, him and his team. I mean, they just do such an excellent job of curation. I mean, that's just, those things are going to be packed no matter what, because if you go and look at those lineups, oh my God. But I think there was, it felt like last year there was just so many little sort of fringe festivals popping up every which way. And, as what happens in any facet of this business, when one thing, catches on, whether it's a record label, whether it's a management company, whether it's a promoter, you have it, things that, look like they're a good way to make some money, more and more people get involved and want to do it. And inevitably, no matter what, it's the quality that rises to the top in the end. At least on that end, Danny Wimmer and those guys are crushing it with every festival that they do, like you said. So yeah, I'm hopeful as well that the attendance just continues to increase.
Final prediction for 2018 was, if we are looking for different results, we will need to implement different strategies.
I don't care whether we were right or wrong on this. I'm saying we're right, because that way we're at least above 50% on our predictions. And there is no way to measure this one, dude. This is a true statement. If you're looking for different results, you do need to implement different strategies. I stand by that.
Yeah. And I think that this was more of, a motivational statement for our listeners as well as ourselves, right? Because whether you're having your own company as a manager or a booking agent, or whether your business is your band, I mean, I think that this really kind of speaks to all of us. And this is something that we need to reiterate to ourselves at the beginning and end of every year anyway. So, yeah.
Well, and what's kind of cool about it is, if you look at the previous ones, especially those kind of top five, okay, you're talking about record sales, you're talking about one of the biggest platforms for downloading music, in Apple, you're talking about Spotify, which is a streaming service, you're talking about VR technology, you're talking about cryptocurrency. All of those are different strategies in a sense, right? And so by whatever those are doing, there's ones that even print on demand there, that's another one. Like, those are things that, there's going to be more things that are different, and we do need different results. And, the exciting thing is, I think the business, especially in the heavy space that we're in, is sort of taking a little bit more shape than it has in years past. And by that, I just kind of mean it feels like there's not as much, it feels like there used to be a lot of noise and a lot of fringe participants. And it feels to me, maybe I'm wrong here, but it feels like it's kind of coming in, and everybody that's in it, and there is space for newcomers, but everybody that's in it is kind of leaning in on each other, because we know that we've got to work together instead of working against one another.
Specifically for me, Mike, I implemented a different strategy for one of our clients, which was no more merch companies. We took our merch in-house. We hired a print company, and we hired a fulfillment company, and we are 100% independently owned merchandised band. And I will happily say that the results of that were very positive. So I did implement a different strategy there. That is something that I've never done. And felt like I was being made to feel like I was crazy. And I'm happy to report that the results were probably significantly better than what I had hoped. And so, yes, for number 10, we are right. So I'm going to say that we were confidently 6 out of 10 correct.
Which, look, if we were professional baseball players, we would be by far and away the MVPs. That said, there's two of us, so if we're 6 out of 10, we got to divide that in half. We're batting about 300 each, which still puts us at the top of most of the league, if baseball is your sport.
That's a fantastic analogy, and I'm not bummed by that. I feel like that means that you and I are we're doing pretty good at what we are, but we're motivated enough to show up to practice a little bit early and get in some more time at the batting cage and, you know, hone our craft a little bit tighter.
Hey, and no matter what, we're still here. We're still having fun. And it's an honor to do this with you. I'm excited. You know, 97, we're rounding the corner, baby, up to that big three-digit space, which is really cool. And, I'm looking forward to getting there and some of the predictions for next year.
Yeah. Well, hope everyone enjoyed episode 97. Thank you for tuning in. We will be back here next week. In the meantime, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blasco1313. We encourage you to email us any questions or comments you may have for the podcast to me directly at askblasco@gmail.com. I'm just going to say I'm missing your guys' emails. I haven't got one in a little while. So maybe just email me just to go like, yeah, man, like I made it to this part of the show and it was awesome. And I have no comment or nothing to ask you, but I just wanted to let you know that I think that you guys are cool. If you have listened this far, much respect to you for making efforts to educate yourselves and taking your future into your own hands. Mike, any final parting thoughts?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Mike O'Loop. Remember, our sponsors, Rockabilia and Bandzoogle, support this show and support the Jabberjaw Media Podcast Network. So when you support them, you are supporting us. Rockabilia has the code PCJabberjaw for 15% off of your entire order. Bandzoogle has the code MENTAL for 15% off a first year subscription. You're looking to take your career any further, much further, somewhat further, even just a tiny bit further, head over to outerloopcoaching.com and check out the products that we have available over there. Tell them Blasco and Mike sent you as well. Thanks a ton. This is fun. All of you out there, keep your head up. Get through the holiday season with us, the Mental Boys.
Thanks, everyone.
Awesome. Peace.
Ever wonder what a punch from Elton John feels like?
Or how you'd cope with having turned down the chance to be in Nirvana?
Or what signal Keith Richards gives when he wants you to get the hell out of his hotel room?
Fans of Too Much Effing Perspective don't have to wonder, because they've heard these exact stories and a jillion others on our podcast. I'm Alex Hoffman, former tour manager for Radiohead.
And I'm musician and comedy writer Alan Keller. On the TMEP show, we get guests like Nancy Wilson from Heart, Jeremiah Freights from The Lumineers, and Modern Family's Julie Bowen to tell us things they may have only shared with their therapist, clergy, or a TMZ stringer.
So join us on Too Much Effing Perspective. That's EFFING Perspective, the only podcast you crank up to 11.
This is the Jabberjaw Podcast Network.